Hey, Misfit Republic. Welcome to our Monday night call. My name is Jenny Ryerson, and I am a two-star diamond coach on our team, and I just earned the achievement of Success Club Legend last month, and I'm super proud of that. I'll talk a little bit more about how sharing your story and the art of storytelling can really help your business and kind of help you solidify those goals, whether they're rank goals or income goals, building your business, hitting Success Club, all those things. So, let me grab a drink of water. I swear I just walked in the door and hopped on this call. Okay, so tonight I want to talk to you guys about sharing your story and what it really means to dive into your story and how it can benefit your business. Now, normally when coaches start off a call like this, some of you guys know who I am, some of you guys don't, and this is the part where they would kind of introduce themselves and tell you a little bit of their story. Well, this whole next 30 minutes or so is going to be just you learning my story, so we're just going to kind of learn as we go. I'm going to use my story as examples for you guys, and hopefully by hearing my story and how I tell my story, it will inspire you guys to dig deeper into your story. So let's see. Let's dive right in. Got my notes in front of me. Let's do this. Actually, I want to explain to you guys, instead of explaining my story, tell you guys how this call kind of came about. About a month or so ago, my girls, Kirsten and Kayla, actually inspired this call. They messaged me, and they said, hey, I know it's short notice, but we're doing a What Is Coaching call tomorrow night. Do you want to do one with us? And I said, actually, me and my team are doing one as well. Do you want to combine forces? They were like, absolutely. So we got on the team call. We got on the What Is Coaching call. And I said, okay, you guys, I'll ask you to share your stories, and then we'll share my stories, and then we'll go and we'll go over the disclaimers and, you know, the common objections, and then we'll move forward from there. So I was on the call with them. I had them do their, you know, I had them do their whys and their stories and things like that, and I told my story. And afterwards, we finished the call, we were wrapping it up, and Kirsten says to me, she says, how did you do that? And I said, how did I do what? And she said, your story, it was fantastic. I'm going to kind of call them out right now, but it's okay because they were expecting it. I warned them. Both of their stories were very, they were good, but they were very surface. It was very much like I became a coach because I wanted to help people and I wanted to work on my own fitness. And I think all of us, you know, we're all here for those same reasons, but really why? So Kirsten had some time after the call, and so I asked her, you know, what inspired, and I started pulling things out of her, and I said, what inspired you? Like, what made you actually get the program, purchase the program, or finally press play if you already have the program? What was it that did that? And she said to me, and again, she knows I'm sharing the story, I asked her beforehand. She said, I believe she was going to visit her boyfriend, and she was getting on the plane, and she had a moment of panic that she wasn't going to fit in an airplane seat, in a single seat. And she said at that moment that she realized that she had to do something because living in that fear of not sitting in the seat or making the person next to you uncomfortable was what made her finally decide to bite the bullet, make the decision, and go all in. And I told her, I said, have you shared that? I hadn't seen it, you know. We're friends on Facebook. I follow her social media. And she said, no. She said, oh, my gosh, no, I couldn't. And I said, you have to, because somebody else has felt that way. Somebody in your network has felt that way. Somebody who follows your business page has felt that way. These are the things that are going to connect people to you. I have felt that fear. I have lived that life. That's part of my story, or that's something that I'm fearful of. It's these little things that are going to make people connect with us. So that's part of Kirsten's story. And since then, she has shared that. And that's a huge thing, because sometimes the things that will move our business forward the most and make people connect to us the most are the things that make us most vulnerable and the things that are absolutely scariest to share. So that being said, that's what inspired this call. Hearing Kirsten and Kayla be like, how did you do that? I was like, I just did it. I just told my story. I didn't realize that there was I was doing anything special. And so I helped, like I said, I helped Kirsten pull her story out. And so I'm hoping that I can, through this call, help you guys do the same. So what makes a good story? In short, it's in the details. Everything's in the details. Whether it's about coaching or not, when you're sharing your story on social media, it should be detailed. It should paint a picture. If you can make them hear, smell, sense, or feel what you did, there will be a connection invoked between the reader and yourself that is as if you were in person. You've got to understand we're dealing with text. And we've all, I mean, I'm sure plenty of you have been in a text conversation or in a Facebook message conversation, and the messages get lost in translation. But if something is very detailed and thought out, the message is loud and clear. So I just said hear, smell, sense, or feel. So I want to give you guys some examples of my story on how I evoke all of those responses. So just using hear, you know, when you're talking about hearing, you can portray a conversation. When I tell my story, I'm going to back up for a second. These examples are things that you can use in your story, whether it's in a What is Coaching call or when you're making your What is Coaching video, or you use snippets of this, and I'll go back to this at the end too when I'm wrapping up, but snippets of it on your daily posts and things like that you should be sharing, but we don't share everything on our Facebook at once. But you guys all know we share nuggets and we drop nuggets, but once you have your story formulated, then you'll know where to draw nuggets from based on what's currently going on in your business and your needs, basically. So when we talk about hearing, the sense of hearing, if you put a conversation out that you've had with somebody that you're close to, whether it's a coach buddy, whether it's a friend, a family member, or whatever, you put that conversation out there and somebody can hear you having the conversation. So when I say hear, part of my story that I talk about in my What is Coaching and when I'm on What is Coaching and I've talked about numerous times in posts is that I had a conversation with my husband when I saw T25 on TV, and I said, hey, will you buy that for me? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, why not? I mean, can you see this in a post? Can you see this, the quotations and everything? I'm pulling them into my story, my conversation with my husband. They're hearing it happen. Double points if you've made video and they can actually picture your voice and how you say it. You know, the best compliment ever is going to be when your cold network says something to you like, oh my gosh, that sounds just like you, whether it's the verbiage that you use in writing or because they've heard your voice because you've done the live streaming videos or you've recorded enough videos of yourself talking that they can hear you say it. Anyway, so I told my husband, buy me T25, please. And he said, absolutely not. And I said, why not? And he said, because you have a drawer full of DVDs underneath the TV and you've never touched them. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And that was the end of that conversation for a few days until he caved and because he decided he wanted T25 as well. So he bought it for me. So that's a huge part of my story. I was denied T25 because I had a cupboard full of deep workout DVDs. And guess what? Not just the hearing the conversation, but they can relate to that probably too. How many people have you talked to that have told you, oh, I've tried so many things and none of it has worked? So right there, it's admitting, it's proving that I'm just like them. I have a drawer full of DVDs and it didn't work. And then I get to continue my story and talk about how this support is what changed everything. So this sounds like a silly one, but it's a legit one because you probably heard somewhere over the interwebs or in a psychology class or whatever that smell is the most linked sense to memory. So if you can evoke smell or taste in a Facebook post, kudos to you. But I've done it. So an example of me sharing a story where it evoked smell or tasting something is when I talk about before I started. Me and some of my girlfriends, we were going to do T25. I was not a coach yet. I didn't even have a coach. We ordered from the Beachbody site, and a couple of my other girlfriends did as well. And before we started, my friend Lacey, her daughter's birthday was the weekend before we were starting our T25. We had about five or six of us, and we actually started a Facebook group. None of us had coaches. We didn't know what a challenge group was. We just happened to form this group together. And so when I share this part of my story, I talk about the fact that we didn't know what we were doing. We were just a bunch of friends. I went over to my girlfriend Lacey's house before we started this, and she's gotten pizza for her daughter's birthday, and I must have eaten like a whole $5 Little Caesars pizza to myself because I thought I was never going to be allowed to eat pizza again. So do you see all the details that are in that couple of sentences? You know, who hasn't been like, oh, well, my diet starts Monday, so I'm going to eat ice cream this weekend, or my workout starts next week, so I'm going to eat whatever I want this weekend. I'm never going to be able to have it again. And then we get to also disprove that and be like, but that wasn't the case. I can still have pizza. Me and my family have pizza parties almost every single Friday night, and this past weekend we didn't have it on Friday night, so we had it on Saturday night. So That being said, it pulls something from people because I'm talking about pizza. I'm talking about that I sparked and ate more pizza than I've ever eaten before in my entire life. But it was also a part of the beginning of my story. It was a part of me deciding that on Monday, like, come hell or high water, I was going to complete this program that my husband had said no to. And then since, you know, when you're creating a sense of something, a sense can just basically be any emotion. For this example, I used the sense of fear and how that fear turned into accomplishment. I share the fact that this is more for coaching than a challenger. One of the first times that I realized that coaching was really having an impact on my family was I was at the commissary. For those of you who aren't military families, the commissary is a grocery store. I was at the commissary, and my husband makes a decent amount of money, and, you know, but there's still some times that, you know, everything you have goes out the door, you know, all the bills have to be paid. And there's some times where we are living close to paycheck, even though he was making decent money. And I'll tell you what, every single time that I would be in the checkout line at the commissary or the grocery store or wherever, I would pull out my phone and I'd get on my bank app and I would make sure there was enough money in that bank. Just being scared. It was always in there, or I had just enough, or I was like $20 just would be left, and, you know, freaking out. I remember the first time that I realized coaching was making an impact in our lives was when I went through that checkout line and I did not feel that fear of having to check my bank account because I knew the money was in there. And that was such a triumphant feeling, and that was such a win for me and for my coaching business, was knowing that never again was I going to have to pull out my phone to check my bank app. And everything that I'm telling you guys, this whole part of the story, these are the things that I share. I type this out as I'm speaking it to you, or this is exactly how it's recorded on my What If Coaching video. This is how I'm sharing it to my network. I'm sharing it raw, and I'm sharing it unfiltered. I write it like I speak, and I speak it in my videos like this, whether it's a live What If Coaching or my recorded one. So having that sense of security to go to the grocery store whenever I wanted, buy whatever we wanted, and not have to pull out my phone was a huge win. And I guarantee you so many people have felt the same way. Or I know some people, when I tell this story, they talk about the fact that they actually go to the ATM beforehand and pull out the cash that they know that they'll have so they know that they won't overspend or be embarrassed at the checkout. So people can relate to that, you guys. And that's not something that most of us might think of to post as a story or as something that was life-changing, but for me it was huge having that. And then obviously steal. So many times when we talk about our reasons for being a coach, it's very surface, like, oh, well, I wanted to get healthy myself, and maybe I can make a dollar by helping other people, you know. But it's more than that. Like, why did you, like, what was it? For me, I told you, I guess I didn't sign up as a coach. I was a customer first. I was doing T25, so here comes the story. I was doing T25, and T25 is a 10-week program, and after the first 5 weeks, it's called Alpha Round. And after that Alpha Round, I took a set of pictures, and I'm going to tell you this whole part of the story because it relates to what I'm going to say next. And I took my before pictures, and I didn't want to. You know, I was the kind of person who I was changing in the other room so my husband didn't see me. We weren't intimate unless it was dark and it was under the covers. Sorry for the TMI, but I share it with my network, and I'm going to share it with you. I took the pictures, and I hid them in a subfolder in my Gmail account. And that that subfolder was an eBay folder because I used to sell vintage clothes on eBay. That's the part we're going to get to later, so remember that. So I pulled up those pictures, and I compared them to my 5-week progress pictures. And I was so shocked and amazed by what I saw. I just started crying these ugly tears, ugly, ugly tears. And I'm looking in the mirror because I'm in the bathroom because that's where I took my pictures, and that's where I was on my phone comparing them so my husband didn't see me in my sports bra and yoga pants. And I'm crying these ugly tears. And amidst these ugly tears, I look in the mirror, and I had this moment where I was just like, you did this, like just ugly. You guys, and this is the part where I wish you could see my face right now, because it's pretty hilarious. You did this for yourself, you're doing it. And I just had this moment with myself in the mirror, and then, you know how Beachbody plants those seeds on those videos, they're good about that, you know, become a coach, come to our coach summit. so it was up, and it was 2 days later. I was playing the video, and that came on afterwards while I was cooling down. And I went to my husband, and I said, I think I want to become a coach. And he said, why? And I was like, I want to make one person feel how I felt when I was crying into the mirror the other day. I still get goosebumps. I just still get a little verklempt. And that's my why, is I wanted to make one person cry those ugly tears of accomplishment. So I shared that in my story. I really pull from what it was that I, yeah, I mean, I wanted to help somebody, but what was that second? What made you decide? Were you somebody who was invited to a Widows coaching? What was it that drew you in from that? Really pull and ask yourself why. What was it? Why did I actually sign on to be a coach? And you'll find that your story is a lot deeper than you're allowing it to be. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. You are trying to cater to the few that are going to get you, to your tribe. To everyone else, you're just posting, and they're going to read it. But to the people who you want to be affecting, they are going to hear your story, and they're going to draw it in. So obviously, some are going to connect with the story itself, kind of like the base story, that just the random facts. No fact is small enough to leave out. This is what I sent out the eBay folder, okay? I had a girl, she heard my story on my What Is Coaching. I mentioned that eBay folder. You can tell what a small part of that story that is, but it just happens to be that's where I hid my pictures, was in an old file in my Gmail that was for my eBay vintage clothes store. This girl watched my What Is Coaching video. She also has an eBay vintage store, and that connected her to me right away, and she signed up as a coach as soon as she finished watching the video. Something that has nothing to do with health or fitness, the fact that it bonded us, that we both have a love for vintage clothing and we both have sold online. So no detail is too small. So granted, of course, yeah, she wanted to become a coach. She wanted to help others, all that stuff. But it was that one thing that she wrote back to me first. She said, oh, my gosh. It wasn't, oh, my gosh, I'm ready to be a coach. It was, oh, my gosh, I used to have a vintage eBay store, too. I feel like we're the same person. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. And she was like, where do I sign up? And it was just, like, awesome. Because if you can connect with them about something outside of coaching, they're going to see that they are like you. And if you can do it, they can do it. Those are the correlations that we're trying to make with sharing our story. It's not just about the weight loss. It's not just about what coaching can do for you. It's those little things that make you you, that's going to make someone connect with you, that's going to make them be like, I am like you, and I can be like you. I can do this too. And then others are going to connect with the feelings that you invoke. This is the one where I promise I'm not going to cry. telling myself that, I'm going to say it in a funny way now so that I don't cry, because this one really gets to me. But it always evokes emotion in people. And whether they've experienced similar or not, it's such a powerful story visually and emotionally that it always draws people in. When my weight was put on because of my two smallest. I have a 12-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so basically my son was a year and some change, and I got pregnant with my daughter. And I didn't have time to get the weight off of him before I got pregnant with her. And that was one of my biggest fears. And so in between them, I had gone to Target, and I was in Target, and I was having to buy new jeans because I couldn't fit into my clothes anymore. The weight wasn't coming off after my pregnancy. And I think my son was about, I want to say he was maybe about 4 or 5 months, and I finally caved and was like, okay, I can't live in sweatpants and yoga pants anymore. I need some pants. And so I was like, I got into the store, and I'm going to tell you guys pant size just so that you can relate to my story. I in no way mean to offend anybody who is any pant size. This is my story, and this is what was my reality. So before having any of my babies, I was always a 4 or 6. And even after my son, my oldest, I was a 6 as well. So then I had my 4-year-old, and so like I said, he was probably about 4 or 5 months, and I was in Target, and I had to buy double-digit jeans for the first time. And it wasn't just a size 10, and it wasn't a 12. And I sat there, and I tried on these pants, and I needed another size bigger. And I came out, and my husband was like, did those work? And I said, Yes, and I put them in the cart, and I just had a breakdown in the middle of the women's clothing section at Target. And I grabbed my baby who was starting to fuss, and I grabbed him, and I literally dropped to my knees, and I held him, and I just said, but you're worth it, but you're worth it, but you're worth it. The fact that I had become this brand-new person that I didn't recognize, that I wasn't comfortable with, that was having to buy pants that I never thought that I would buy, and it changed me mentally. So some of you out there who are listening probably understand that, and your weight gain or your difficulty losing weight, you can probably relate to that. It changes you. It changes who you are. It changed me from somebody who is very – who I am now. So you guys see now who I am presently is who I've always been. But when I had the weight on, I didn't know who she was. I grew my hair out. I wore sweaters to cover my tattoos because I didn't want to stand out. I didn't want to go to any of my husband's work functions. I just wanted to fit in. I just wanted to be a wallflower. I didn't want to do anything. So I had this meltdown in the middle of Target telling my son that he was worth it and that it was okay. And my husband pretty much walked away because he just looked. And I wiped my tears and I got up and I still didn't do anything about it because about 2 weeks later is when I found out that I was pregnant again. So that's that. And that story is very powerful because even if somebody doesn't have a similar story, the visual, I mean, could you imagine if you saw a mom break down with her baby in the middle of Target? Like, it'd be very uncomfortable, as I'm sure it was to anybody who witnessed that. But it's my story, and it's something I'm willing to share if it's going to make somebody else realize that they're not alone in this struggle. So I just gave you some examples from my story on different things that different ways to evoke different emotions or to share different emotions. But, so how do we do this? How do we pull our story? How do we make this happen? First of all, you have to get over yourself. You've got to get over yourself and any ego that might be blocking you from sharing your story. I shared Kirsten's story earlier, and I know that that wasn't easy for her to share, but she did, and she's going to continue to share it because it's going to help people. It's going to affect people. So you have to get over yourself, and you have to get over your fear. A good example of that is my girlfriend Lacey that I did T25 with. When we did T25 originally, like I said, neither of us were coaches yet. We were doing our own little group. And she was sharing on Facebook every single day to be accountable. She was like, oh, I just did this workout today. I just did this and da-da-da-da. Pardon me. I'm going to drink some water. Excuse me. She was sharing on Facebook every day. She's like, oh, it's Friday. It's double down day. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you're crazy. And she's like, no, it keeps me accountable. It keeps me going. Like, I have to. And I was terrified to share on my social media. I didn't let anybody know that I was doing T25 until after I became a coach. And then I shared my results. And the reason I was so scared and I didn't want to put it out there is because I was afraid of failing. I was afraid of T25 becoming another one of those dusted workout videos underneath my TV. I was afraid if I put it on social media that somebody would then see them at the grocery store or somewhere out and about, and they'd be like, oh, how are you liking that T25? And I'd have to say, I quit. And I wasn't willing to face that fear. So I'm telling you guys, don't be like me. Don't let your fears get in the way of you sharing an amazing story, an amazing journey, something amazing that will inspire people. You need to ask yourself questions and jog your memory. Put yourself back in all these different situations that led you to where you are today. What were some defining moments for you before you got started, whether on your fitness journey or on your coaching journey? For me, another defining moment, and I'm sharing all these examples. I hope you guys don't think this call is just about you to learn everything there is about me. I'm telling you guys things that hopefully something that you can relate to, and you're listening to my stories and filtering through your stories how, like, a scenario that I went through might be something that you could draw from your story. So what were defining moments for you? Really think about your fitness journey. I don't care if your fitness journey goes back to when you were 15 years old with an eating disorder or if your fitness journey started after you had babies like myself. Wherever it started, think back to defining moments, things you might have forgotten, things that maybe didn't seem significant at the time. Like I said, I already shared Kirsten's story again. For me, a defining moment for me was after my daughter was born. She was born in October, and I'm originally from California. We're currently living in Tennessee, but at this time, we were in Alabama. I went home to California in February, and I was there for my birthday, and my sister came down, and a few of my girlfriends were there, and we were going to one of my favorite local bars from before I moved away. And my daughter, like I said, she was born in October, so she was about 4 months old, and I get out to the bar, and I'm thinking I'm looking good. I'm like, okay, I did my makeup, I just had got my hair done with my girl in San Diego, and I was super excited to go out, and we get in the door, I'm on the guest list with my, you know, with my friends, my family's my favorite bar. I haven't been there in a couple years, maybe like a year, because I go every time I visit. So I hadn't been there in like a year, and I walk in, you know, guest list, go to the bartender, he gives me a big old hug, gives me and my girls a round of drinks, and then I'm walking around saying hi to people, and my friend Mac looks at me and gives me a hug and then pulls away, pats my stomach, and says, "You're pregnant again?" And I just about lost it. I tried to play it cool, and I punched him in the arm, and I was just like, "You're not funny." And he was serious, though. He was very serious. So we actually finished our drinks and left because I couldn't stay there. And so that was a defining moment for me. So that was in February. And then late March is when I asked my husband for T25, and I got started in April. So that was a really defining moment for me to be like, wow, I'm 4 months postpartum, and he just asked if I'm pregnant again. Again, like I said, maybe you didn't have a huge fitness story or a huge fitness struggle, but there's still something in you that has – there's some defining moments in what got you to where you are. Then ask yourself why. Like, truly, why did you start coaching? Don't allow yourself any BS or PC answers. Like what I was talking about earlier, like, I just want to help people and get healthy myself. Oh, if I can make a couple extra dollars, that'd be awesome. Well, doesn't that make you special. No offense. It doesn't make you special. We all want that. We all want some extra income. We all want to help other people. You know, we all want to be healthy. That's everyone. Not even just Beachbody coaches. That's everyone in general. So you have to ask yourself the answers. I want to get fit. Why? I want to make money. Why? I want to stay home with my kids. Why? Keep asking yourself why until you elicit emotion from yourself. Keep asking, I want to stay at home with my kids. Well, why? Why do you want to stay at home with your kids? Well, because I don't want to have to work outside my home. Okay, why don't you want to work outside your home? Because I want to be there for all of their events. Perfect. Now talk about that. Talk about what it means to be there and versus not to be there. I have that reason. My husband affords me the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom, and I get to see the difference. Well, now Beachbody also, now we don't have to worry about anything. I never have to go back to work. But I know the difference between being a stay-at-home mom and a working mom, because with my oldest, I was a single mom with my oldest, and I was going to school and working. So I know what it's like to miss out on your child's childhood, like their younger years. And then I was working nights, and so I had them all during the day. Well, guess what? Guess what happens when your kid goes to when your kid goes to kindergarten and your daytimes are your time with them, and you work nights and they go to school during the day, you don't get very much time with them at all. So I know the difference, and so I can pull on that and I can talk about that. So ask yourself why. Keep asking yourself why until you elicit emotion from yourself. Emotion is our motivator as humans. The more raw you can be, the better. Your story should be happy, sad, fearful, triumphant, and most of all, significant. Because every step that got you to today, right here as a coach on Miss Republic, is significant. Every single step that got you here is significant. I want you guys to hear that. There is no small part of your story. There's no random detail that you need to leave out. Everything has significance, and everything is going to connect you with somebody who is reading your post. So I ask you, don't hold back. Again, nothing's too small to share as long as it's shared with passion and with detail. So you want to paint a picture for your audience. You want to take them on the journey into your mind and into your life. You should be using these techniques whether you're telling your story or if you're on a What Is Coaching call or throughout your daily posts and even in your interactions that you're having with people. You're going to draw from your experiences and your story. Remember when sharing our story on social media, we just dropped nuggets. which allows us to truly paint a clear picture of that moment in time. So using one moment, one instance, one fragment of a time and expanding on that and really welcoming somebody into your world with vulnerability, making up words now, I'm really good about that, ask my team. Vulnerability and rawness is absolutely, you know, essential. I truly believe that my ability and my willingness to share my story and be completely open is what helped me be successful and just achieve Success Club Legend like I did just last month. Success Club for me has always been a non-negotiable in my business. I wish I could tell you guys, hey, do step one, and now do step two, and now step three, and step four, and boom, now you're a Success Club All-Star. Hey, keep doing that, now you're a Success Club Legend. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. There's no formula. I mean, we do have, you know, we have our power hours and we have things like that and follow-ups, and we have all those tools that we have, but there's no set formula. But being consistent and open with my story has 100% helped me keep people in my pipeline and keep having people to talk to, so that I know that with Success Club being a non-negotiable in my business, that as long as I talk to a certain amount of people and share my story and talk to them and find out their stories, I am going to hit Success Club, and that's going to be a huge, huge part of that. Another thing is that when you truly know your story, you become a better communicator and a better listener in your private conversations. You can, when you hear them talk about something and you know your story front to back, inside out, detail to detail, you can hear something that they're saying and you can relate to it and you can start forming that bond of trust. So you can relate to them on a coaching level, or you can relate to something that your client says, and you're going to create that trust that's just so vital in this business. Excuse me, I need more water. Sorry about that. But yeah, so if you can, you use your story to relate to others, and then you use their story to relate them back to you in your private conversations. So I've had women tell me absolutely open up their heart, and their stories might be so different than mine, but I can pull one thing from their story and what they tell me, and I can relate that to them. They're going to feel like they can trust me, and they're going to feel like I get them and that I hear them and that I'm worth working with. We ask people to trust us with their most vulnerable selves, whether it be weight loss or their success as an entrepreneur. So we need to start that openness and vulnerability ourselves with our posts and our conversations with them. So I'm going to wrap it up, guys, I promise. So lastly, your story will change. Your story will change as your realizations and your mind does. Less significant things might become more significant, and more significant things might become less significant. An example of this is I told you guys just a few minutes ago that my weight loss journey didn't start until after I had my two kids. But there's a cute little app that we all probably have called Time Hop. And Time Hop actually tells me otherwise. And I'm sharing this with you because this is actually something that I'm getting ready to share a post about sometime in the next week. I'm still formulating it in my mind. I look at posts from like 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I talked about, oh, I lost 2 pounds, or, oh, I got to get rid of this gut. I did not have a weight problem back then, but it shows that mentally I did, or I felt like other people thought that I should lose some weight. But I was, like, when I really think about my weight back then, I was like, where was I going to lose 5 pounds? Like, I was tiny. And it's like, so now I want to create a post, and I want to share about what I was feeling back then versus now, and how I always thought that I didn't have a weight problem, but maybe I did have some misconception or body issues, things like that, if I was always thinking I needed to lose weight, when in reality I didn't have any weight to lose. So I'm trying to, again, like I told you in the beginning, jog my memory and look for defining moments in my story to where I can remember what might have triggered those things, like trying to pinpoint, like, okay, what was this post maybe about life at that time that I felt like I needed to lose 5 pounds, so I can share that story. So, again, I hope you guys got a lot from this, and you didn't just think I was telling you anything and everything from me. I was just trying to show you guys examples of really digging into your story and finding those details, asking yourself why, really asking yourself why you started coaching, ask yourself why you became a customer of Beachbody at all. All those things, sharing the little things, putting the details of Beachbody into your daily post. Something else I wanted to point out before I hop off was that I'm not going to get into affinity and stuff a ton because that is a completely different call. But when you are posting about things and you are creating posts, do not think that your entire network is seeing the post that you're creating. So it is not only okay for you to share the same or similar story multiple times, you need to for a few reasons. Facebook is only showing each post to a percentage of people. Unless that post gains popularity, then they'll show it to more people. In addition to that, you're constantly, you better be, adding more people to your network daily. And so they haven't seen your post, and the chance of going through and scrolling and seeing all of your posts, it's probably not going to happen. So make sure that you're constantly sharing different parts of your story and then going back and recycling different stories. It's okay to retell a story because another good tidbit of what you can do when you're creating your posts and thinking about who to talk to is think about the people who you are talking to currently, the ones that are on the fence, the ones that are hesitating. What can you create a post about that's going to connect with them? Where they literally read it and be like, oh my gosh, is she talking to me? Where they feel that moment of connection where they're just like, oh my gosh, this, you know, like the whole you're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. You want them to have a you're so vain moment where they're just like, is this post about me? Or where it affects them in a way where they're just like, oh, my gosh, she gets me. So speaking to your audience, knowing if you get an objection 1 week, use that to fuel a post for the next week. If that person has that objection, somebody else is sitting silently behind their computer having the same objection. So take that objection, create a detailed story about how that objection, you know, like disprove it in a post. So, yes, I do have some homework for you guys. Your homework is, I have a couple things for your homework. Obviously, I want you to go and I want you to write your story. Get your journal out and just write your story. I want it to look ugly. I want it to look as ugly as my notes for this call, which I should post a picture of for you guys because they're really quite hilarious. It's kind of funny that I even got through any of this. I want you guys to write out your story. It might take you a couple days. It might take you a week. Maybe you'll just get in the zone. You can write it all out in an hour. I want you to write your health and fitness story. I want you to write your coaching story. I want you to write those defining moments you can paint a picture of. And then your public homework is I'm going to create a post in both Joelle and Andrea's team pages, and I'm going to ask you for 5 pictures that you can paint. I want to know what 5 scenarios, what 5 pictures you're going to paint for your audience over the next month. Like, I want you guys to take them from your story, and I'm going to ask you guys to post the 5 story, the 5 pictures that you're going to paint for your audience. That's pretty much all I have for you guys. I want you guys to find storytellers, and I don't want you to copy them. I want you to get inspiration from them. I'm going to name a couple, but we have so many on this team. I don't want you guys – I'm not picking or choosing favorites. They're just the ones that are on my head. Nicole Holt is an absolute fantastic storyteller. I tease her and my friend Kelsey that they could find a shoe in the gutter, and they'd make me want to buy it. Not that they're salesy. I just mean that they tell such good stories. They would enthrall me with a story about a shoe in a gutter and who it belonged to and all that stuff. So Nicole's great. Mo Bonham is amazing. She's a fantastic storyteller. She really draws you in with her posts and her realness. She's amazing. Charity Hutchinson is obviously a great, great storyteller, and she lets you into all aspects of her life, which is amazing, which is what I want for all of you. I want you all to be sharing all aspects of your life, not just coaching, not just your fitness journey, but all aspects of your life, very detailed. Of course, Blair is going through a lot of medical stuff right now, and she's being very open with her journey that she's going on, and she's good like that on in all facets, like I said. Gosh, my list could go on and on, you guys. I'm just going to stop. You guys know who you should follow. But, yeah, I hope this helps you guys. Thank you guys so much for hopping on. I really appreciate it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out and let me know. I hope this gave you a little perspective on not just how I share my story, but different ways that you can dig into your story and really put yourself out there and see how it'll change your business. You guys have a fantastic night. And, yeah, I'll see you guys online. Bye. I hope you're all going to Summit, too, because I want to squeeze it. Bye, guys.